Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey are among a group of states suing the Trump administration over its decision to cancel a grant program meant to help communities prepare for disasters. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Sophia Schmidt reports flood prevention projects in the Philadelphia region are at risk.
FEMA terminated funding for more than 40 projects planned to protect Pennsylvania residents from flooding and other disasters this spring. These include a flood control project in Philadelphia's River Wards and buyouts of flood-prone properties in Scranton. Pennsylvania Director of Emergency Management Randy Padfield says without the federal grants, some communities won't be able to pay for the projects.
It will make us less disaster resilient and potentially expose residents across the state to more harm and potentially prolong their suffering should they be impacted by a disaster.
In a statement this spring, FEMA called the grant program wasteful and ineffective. The agency did not respond to a request for comment on the lawsuit. From the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
Philadelphia's Center City District wants to reimagine the city's alleyways. Some of those alleys contain dumpsters. The organization's CEO, Prima Kotari Gupta, says they're eager to help clean and lock those trash receptacles.
There's a lot of interest, I think, from L&I, from sanitation, in taking this on, just because, you know, from our perspective, it is achievable. It is solvable just because there are a finite amount of these and they're so visible.
Change may require new laws that require hundreds of private dumpsters to be sealed and locked with visible owner identification, all hopefully in time for the big influx of visitors coming to Philadelphia in 2026 for the semi-quincentennial. In sports, the Phillies return from the All-Star break tonight. They'll be in South Philly hosting the LA Angels. First pitch at 6:45. Jesus Luzardo is on the mound for the Phils.